John, is this a good thing to have higher interest rates?
It is a good thing because 6 years after the recession ended in 2009, the Federal Reserve is finally to the point where they think that our economy can withstand a quarter point interest rate from zero to a quarter point.
I heard over the past 6 years about how these low interest rates were so good for me as somebody who might be borrowing money to buy a house, perhaps.
Well, it was good for you. And the reason that it was done in December of 2008, when the financial crisis really hit, was when you lower those interest rates like that, it makes all loans for businesses and for people much lower. So you are more likely to say, hey, I can actually afford to buy a house now, or I can afford to buy a car.
That means over the course of that loan, I would have less to pay back.
Less to pay back. So it makes it more attractive for you. And so you go out and buy that new car.
So the move that the Fed made this past week, is that worse for all of us?
Well, no. According to our two local economists that they've talked to, they both think the steps Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve took last week are very positive and on the long run needed steps to actually help the economy grow further. Here's Professor Richard Cibula. He teaches economics at Jacksonville University.
Had the Fed decided not to raise the Fed funds rate, that would have been a repeat of a mistake. Namely, it would have implied that the Fed had too little faith in the state of the economy and its very modest but still forward-moving progress.
And Professor Paul Mason of the University of North Florida feels that it's a good move because it gets the economy back to a more normal place in terms of how it's run traditionally.
And so as the Fed raises interest rates closer to normal levels, I believe that corporations will stop simply churning their cash and start investing in themselves. And as they do that, they'll increase their hiring, and that'll increase spending, and the economy will start to grow more rapidly.
Mason mentioned another positive development with the interest rates, and that is that, you know, for years now with the low interest rates, people who are retired and living on a fixed income, they're not getting any money from their bank accounts. They're getting paid no interest at all on their money. As the interest rates go up, then they're going to start getting more money, and people who want to retire and have a nice nest egg saved up feel like, hey, now I can make 2 or 3%, whereas for 6 years I made nothing. Yeah, it's time to retire. And that would, of course, open up more jobs for younger people, and that's a benefit for everybody.
So you're telling me that even though the house that I might buy next year would be a little bit more expensive for me, but I should be happy that overall the economy is getting better for everybody.
Yes, you should. And the economy is actually transitioning from a very slow growth, kind of stagnant, disappointing, really, performance of the last 5 years to a point where we can actually start to look forward to growth rates in the 3 to 4% range. And this is historically what the United States has been used to.
I'm Jessica Palumbo. I've been talking with WJCT business analyst John Burr.